Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It is the Leadoff on 610 Sports Radio. I'm Brandon Kiley. We got Kramer on the other side of the glass. We were just talking. Kramer's been filling in on the morning show over the last, couple of weeks at this point?
Yes.
And the morning show, for those of you that aren't in radio, is a great thing. It's a really great thing.
It's fun.
You're out at like 11 o'clock in the morning. You've got the rest of your day to do whatever you want. The problem is you have to be in the studio by like 4:30 in the morning. And so you're getting up at like 4 and Kramer's like, yeah, it's not that bad. No, it is. It's terrible. Now, there are perks of doing it, like getting off of the air at 10 o'clock, which is nice. Being out of the studio by like 11, that's nice. Getting up at 3:30 is miserable. There is no way to sell that to me.
Yeah, that's bad. It is.
It's terrible. So I'm glad you were able to get a little extra sleep this morning, my friend. I'm very happy that you're here with us. Appreciate you guys listening as well. Again, I'm Brandon Kiley. It is the Leadoff on 610 Sports Radio. Very happy to be joined by our next guest. He is an NFL insider. He's one of the best in the business, and he is on Twitter at SandoNFL. His name is Mike Sando, and he joins us here on the Leadoff. Mike, how are you doing this morning, my friend?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. All right, Mike, this is the game that Chiefs fans have kind of been waiting for all season, and it's finally here. And for whatever reason, these two teams just haven't had the seasons go the way that they anticipated. What do you find most interesting about this matchup between the Chiefs and the Patriots?
Yeah, I feel like the Chiefs are going a little bit under the radar. You know, everybody is concerned about, you know, is the Patriots offense going to get back and Brady this and Brady that. And meanwhile, everyone is fixated on Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, right? And I don't think that there's really any acknowledgement of the fact that, you know, Kansas City actually beat Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
And so if Kansas City wins this game, even though we all agree it's not all hitting on all the cylinders and everything yet, the Chiefs will have beaten the two teams that they probably have to beat to go all the way, right, to go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like where the Chiefs are at. I mean, I think New England has been the master of getting their act together down the stretch and having a formula for beating you. But I feel like they're a little bit more compromised in their ability to do that, you know, without Gronkowski and some other factors on offense. And so I'm really watching to see if the Chiefs can hit that stride, because I do think they should be able to be the type of team that could beat Baltimore and New England. But let's see them beat New England, right? Let's see them do it. The Patriots are a little more vulnerable because of their offense. Can Kansas City take advantage?
Every stat that you look at seems to indicate that the Patriots are unbeatable in Foxborough. That being said, all of that is the history, right? That's not this team. And so you kind of go into this game as a Chiefs fan, and there's this quiet optimism while also being a little bit concerned because you're going up against the evil empire that is the Patriots. I'm curious from your perspective, Mike, what is it about this Patriots defense that has gone wrong in a couple of their big games against the Texans and the Ravens? Because they've been great for most of the season, but in those two games in particular, they didn't look like an elite unit. They looked like a good one, but not an elite one. What went wrong for them in those matchups?
Well, I think you put Baltimore in a separate category of teams that are just hard to prepare for. And if they were playing Baltimore in a Super Bowl and Belichick and those guys had 2 weeks to prepare, I would expect a better effort. I think they're just a hard team to play. The Houston game, you know, you're on the road against Deshaun Watson with some really good weapons when they're healthy, so I think that's part of it. And then offensively, they didn't sustain as well throughout the game. By the end of the game, New England still had 12 explosive plays, I believe, and you know, some of their numbers looked good, but it was a lot of sort of hurry up when you're almost out of the game late. So they're just not as – they're not able to control the game, New England, as well as they could in the past when they had the ability to move the chains a little bit more with their offense, not just in the past with Gronkowski, but I think they had a good a more diverse run game package. They were a little bit more of a heavier personnel type of team. Those, some of those things aren't available to them, and I think that affects your defense and just how you control the game.
We're talking with NFL insider Mike Sando here on the Leadoff on 610 Sports Radio. Appreciate him joining us this morning. I do want to ask you about that Patriots running game, because people in Kansas City have been talking all year about how terrible the Chiefs running game has been so far this season, and that is true. That being said, the Patriots have actually, in terms of efficiency, been worse than the Chiefs this year whenever it comes to running the football. Is this something that you think is going to get better with their left tackle now being there with Isaiah Wynn, or is this something that is going to be a problem for the Patriots the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think it's a problem for them because they don't have James Devlin, their fullback, and they don't have Gronkowski. I mean, those are two huge components of the run game and the versatility they've had on offense. So, you know, I think the Patriots will still be well-coached and get better, and the run game could improve through, you know, just practice. I think they make the most of their practices, but I think they have a lower ceiling in the run game this year for sure.
If I told you going into this game, Mike, that the Chiefs were able to limit, not stop, because I don't think anybody really stops, but limit Julian Edelman and James White, do you see a path to the Patriots winning?
Well, I guess it would be defensively. So here's what I noticed about Kansas City, and you're tell me if I'm wrong here because I haven't watched them as closely as you have.
Sure.
But I chart something that is the percentage of your passes that make an explosive game, okay, offensively. And the two lowest games of the Mahomes era are the last two games. Okay. Does that sound right or no?
Yes, I've said on the air, and some Chiefs fans have gotten mad at me, Mahomes has not played well the last 2 weeks. It's the first time in his career that I've said that statement, and it sounds absurd to say, but Mahomes hasn't played well the last couple of weeks.
So, and I'm not even pinning it on Mahomes. I'm just saying the facts are, okay, since he's been the starting quarterback, okay, about 20%, 21% of their passes gain more than 15 yards, okay? And that takes out any passes where you're inside the 15. Obviously, you can't gain that much. So 20%, all right? So the Raider game, they're at 7.7%. The Charger game, they're at 9.4%. Okay, those are the two lowest. So is there a path for the Patriots winning the game? And I suppose that path is that, you know what, that there's something up with that Chiefs offense and the explosiveness, even though it's masked when you, put up 31 points on offense. I think 31 of the 40 against Raiders were offense, and 24 the previous week were offensive points. That sort of masks a little bit from afar. But is there a way to keep this Chiefs team to 20 points, right? 21 points on the road. Maybe the elements aren't great. Chiefs, Patriot defense has one of its great plans. You know, they're going into this knowing the Chiefs pretty well. So, that would be my concern, is it's a little bit lower scoring game, and now Brady just needs a 2-minute drive, you know, at the end of the game to put them ahead. You know, maybe a field goal ties the game or puts them ahead. You know what I mean? It could be that type of game if Kansas City's offense isn't what it wants to be.
It's interesting. We're talking with Mike Sando. He's an NFL insider joining us here on the Leadoff on 610 Sports Radio. Mike, you are amazing when it comes to a lot of these numbers, when it comes to the charting, specifically like what you just said about Mahomes and the explosive plays. For our audience that hasn't been watching the Patriots as closely this season, hasn't been paying attention to them each and every week, can you give us a little bit of an indication as to how good this Patriots defense has been? Is there a nugget? Is there a number that can kind of put in perspective for our audience just how good they've been this year?
Well, I'm gonna undercut it a little bit because what I look at, yes, they've been great, and you know they had some historic numbers. But I always look a little bit more closely and say, yeah, but who are the quarterbacks they've been going against? You know, and I think you can't control that as a defense. And like, you know, Buffalo fans get tired of that sort of thing, right? Because it's sort of a way of undermining how good they are. I think you start with Stephon Gilmore and say that. In the league today, there's not five elite cornerbacks. and he's one of them. So that gives the Belichick, he might even be number one. That gives them something that a lot of teams don't have. So they have the ability to maybe take away your best player. But when I look at their defense, here's who they faced. Sam Darnold had a 3.6 pass rating against them. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Daniel Jones, Matt Barkley, Colt McCoy. Now, they didn't have as good a games against Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson, right? Those were the better guys they faced. So in between Prescott, Roethlisberger, Wentz, Mayfield were just okay. They are a very good defense, but there's not a lot of shutdown games against Patrick Mahomes is in there either. So I think you have to point that out.
It's Mike, your analysis so far this morning would lead me to believe that you're going to be picking the Chiefs in this game. Is that kind of the side that you're taking?
You know, I'm going to be a little bit more disappointed from a Chiefs standpoint if they don't win, but because I think that the Patriots are a little vulnerable. But no, I mean, if you had to bet your entire, you know, everything you've got, I mean, you can't go against New England at home. I just think it should be a good game, and I give the Chiefs a good chance to win. But I don't feel strongly that they're going to win because I think they have some of their own issues too, and you take those on the road. I'm like a curious, this is a curiosity game to me, right? And you be wary of New England. Tom Brady's getting interviews as if they're a 2-10 team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got to stick it together here. You know, I'm like, you're 10-2. You lost one in a row, you know. And by the way, you had your hand on an onside kick to get the ball back where you might have won the game in this horrible performance against Houston where they had 12 explosive plays, you know. It's all very relative what their struggles are.
It's amazing. He is Mike Sando. He's one of the best in the business. Find him on Twitter at SandoNFL. Mike, you pretty much just gave my thoughts on this game as well. I think that the Chiefs are the better football team, but they're going into New England, and so it's so hard to pick them in a game like this. I appreciate you hopping on with us today, man. Thanks so much, and enjoy the games tomorrow.
I will. Thank you.
Absolutely. That is Mike Sando joining us here on the leadoff on 610 Sports Radio. Everything that he had said prior to that final question would have led you to believe he's picking the Chiefs. Everything, every single statement that he said. You know, when the Patriots go up against good quarterbacks, their defense isn't as good. When the Patriots offense gets on the field, they're not good. And then you get to the pick and he's like, yeah, but I've got to take the Patriots, right? Because they're at home and it's the Patriots. And I totally understand where he's coming from. The Patriots have put this into our mind at this point. They are completely unbeatable in Foxborough. And it's a crazy, crazy thing because this team is not what they've been historically. And yet here we are in very smart NFL people. Mike Sando is as smart as they come. He talks to as many people as you possibly can as an NFL reporter. And he's even fallen into it of, yeah, but I have to pick the Patriots. Of course, I have to pick the Patriots. It's an amazing thing. It is the leadoff on 610 Sports Radio. I'm Brandon Kiley. We got Kramer on the other side of the glass. Coming up next, I want to talk Mizzou football search. It's been an absolute disaster. We'll do it with Dan Wolkin. He's a national college football columnist for USA Today, and he joins us next on 610 Sports Radio.
The leadoff with Brandon Kiley, 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.